Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It's so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. I so appreciate you joining me in this journey. Amen. I give glory to God for each and every one of you. I am praying for you as we're going through this series this year. I don't have to know who you are or even where you are to lift you up before the Lord, because He knows you by name. The hairs on your head are numbered by Him. He is Lord. He is God. He is your Creator, and He is the one, amen, that is going to bring you to the point of salvation. Glory to God in the highest. On today, we're reading from Psalms chapters 42 through 44. Psalms 42 through 44. I am again reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, for your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We give you glory, oh God, because you are great and you are gracious toward each and every one of us. Lord God, you saw us in the midst of our sin, in the midst of our despair, and you reached down and lifted us, Lord, by your Spirit. I give glory to you, Lord, because you are the lifter of our heads on today. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. And no matter what we're going through on today, you are Lord over each and every one of our circumstances. You're in control of all things, and all we have to do is lift up our head, Lord God, to you, that you might bring us through and bring us out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are a present help in the time of trouble, and I give you glory, oh God, because trouble doesn't last always, and you deliver us out each and every time. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Glory to God in the highest. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, now we ask, Lord, that you open our minds and our hearts as we continue reading your word. Lord, give us revelation from on high. Help us to gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of what your Spirit is speaking, Lord, into our ears, even right now. Give us an ear to hear and eyes to see what is happening all around us, Lord God, for truly we are seeing the signs of the judgment, and the things that you spoke when you were in the earth, we are watching them come to pass in this day, in this age. Oh, Lord God, help us to be mindful of those things and humbled in your presence, Lord God, that you might lead us out of the dangerous paths, Lord God, that are set before us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm reading from Psalms 42 through 44. And I am coming from the King James Version of the Word of God. Psalms chapters 42 through 44. From the New King James Version, and I shall begin reading even now. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?" When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the day, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? as with a breaking of my bones. My enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, and I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, oh God, my God. Why are you cast down, oh my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, and I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have you did in their days, in days of old. You drove out the nations with your hands, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out, for they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. But you have cast us off and put us to shame, and you do not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from the enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have given us up like sheep intended for food and have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people for next to nothing and are not enriched by selling them. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those all around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise, do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 42 through Psalm 44 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in each and every one of our hearts in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. I pray you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.